there is always another story or another side to it, a unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin in the United States, where many New York officials and community leaders will meet today at the Center for Jewish History in Manhattan for recognition of their support for marking April the 29th as End Jew Hatred Day going forward. The initiative comes about following a notable surge in violent anti-Semitic attacks, particularly on the Brooklyn Jewish community, where far more attacks occurred in 2021 as compared to the rest of the United States. At the beginning of this year, the Anti-Defamation League, ADL, reported 51 anti-Jewish attacks in the city of New York last year, which represented a 325% increase compared to the previous year. These statistics are regarded as the highest number of anti-Semitic assaults on record in the state of New York. Students across America continue to experience anti-Semitic abuse, according to a survey conducted by the Anti-Defamation League, ADL, and Hillel International, which is the largest Jewish campus organization in the world. The report reveals that one out of three college students fall victim to such intimidation during the academic year, which is showing an increase every year. It also found that 32% of Jewish students have directly experienced anti-Semitism, and 79% of this amount experienced it more than once. The U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights is now investigating education centers for not protecting Jewish students, also to address anti-Semitism, whilst determining if the Civil Rights Act has been violated, which protects against discrimination based on race and religion. Reaction continues to pour in following Kanye West's recent anti-Semitic remarks, this time from the entertainment world, and Boy George, who performed at this year's Jewish charity dinner, not only voiced his disgust at the rapper's remarks, but also questioned why other artists have not spoken out on the issue. He also questioned why Kim Kardashian has not responded to Kanye's remarks.
I'm appalled that Kim Kardashian hasn't really added her voice to this debate, because this woman has children with Kanye. So she can understand better than anyone as a mother what it must feel like for little Jewish children to hear these f***ing comments, how demoralizing and terrifying it must be.
Elsewhere, Jewish rapper Rami Evanesh, also known as Kosha Dils, has reacted to West's remarks with the song on YouTube, which is growing in viewership, which he recently released, called DEFCON 3, calling out West on his death-related threat on the Jewish people.
Listen up. Anti-Semitism bars, New York City 6, racist for every point up in my star. First name, Rami, pickle out the jar. This is DEFCON 3, guarantee you won't go far. Yeah, what, Benjamin's food, the media bank, I own none of that. Silent friends try to play ball, I can see you never want to run it back.
Evanesh is an advocate for Jewish causes, participates in Israeli-related events, and supports Holocaust survivors. Israel continues to solidify relations with Arab countries following the signing of the Abraham Accords, and now N7, which launches tomorrow, will involve a new series of high-level conferences aimed at increasing cooperation with Egypt, Jordan, Morocco, Bahrain, Sudan, and the United Arab Emirates. The initiative stemmed from a first-ever N7 conference held in Abu Dhabi last year, which aims to implement faster-moving processes devoid of government red tape and for officials and experts from each country to meet and contribute ideas. With the first N7 initiative conference taking place in December in Morocco, the meetings will focus on areas where cooperation between Israel and its new Arab partners need to improve, and to provide productive and tangible concepts for them to then present to their respective governments, with an emphasis on long-term benefits. And Israel's Burger King franchise operator will be partnering with a food tech company to introduce plant-based vegan offerings at a pop-up branch in Tel Aviv this week. Its groundbreaking menu will offer a plant-based Whopper, a term used for the fast food chain's renowned hamburger, including vegetarian chicken nuggets, which are specifically developed by Israeli startup company Meet the End, which began in 2020. The Israeli company's plant-based Whopper and nuggets, known as Veggie Kings, will be available starting today at a Burger King pop-up branch in Tel Aviv, which is being used as a testbed and launchpad for a week, following which consumers can look forward to the menu at the franchise's 9 stores across Israel's Gush Dan region by next month. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.